What I wanted to talk about tonight when we come to Parshas Bamidbar is really a beautiful, beautiful idea that is found in Kama Vakama Svarim HaKadoshim, many in the Chassidish Velt, in Munasi Tech of Rav Wolfson, the Tziva Shalom of the Slonim Rebbe, and many, many other tzaddikim talk about something that at first glance seems a little bit strange. We know the Torah HaKadosha is Nitzchi. The Torah is, of course, eternal. And everything of the Torah has eternal, eternal messages for us. And when we read Sefer Bereishis, of course, we're trying to find the messages and the lessons in each of the stories. And when we come to Sefer Bamidbar, and certainly in Shemos, and in those stories, there are many, many lessons. The second half of Shemos, there aren't too many stories. Vayikra, there are barely any stories in Sefer Vayikra. But when we come to Bamidbar, Bamidbar is a weird mashup of stories and mitzvos and things happening to the Jewish people in the desert. And sometimes in Bamidbar, it's a particular challenge to try and find what the meaning is ledoros for like the stories of the Jews in the desert. And not only do we have a little bit of the story of Klal Yisrael in the desert in this week's Parsha, but we have a very, very interesting mitzvah that Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael. And what's interesting is that we know Parshas Bamidbar is almost always the Shabbos immediately preceding Shavuos. This Parsha that we read is almost always the one right before Shavuos. It is this year. I think in Chutz La'aretz it is every year. One of my rabbinic friends sometimes listens to this on when I posted on YU Torah, and he points out the mistakes that I make. And maybe he'll point out this mistake. I think in Eretz Yisrael, in America, I think Bamidbar is always the Shabbos before Shavuos. I think in Eretz Yisrael, it could be Naso comes before, like once in a while. I'm not sure exactly about that. But very often it is. And what we find is very often in such a parsha that really comes out at a specific time of year, we'll see the midrashim on the parsha reflect, the specialness, the uniqueness, the time of the year that that parsha is being read. And when we talk about Bamidbar, when you look at the Parsha, you hate to call any Parsha in the Torah boring, but it's a pretty boring Parsha. I mean, we're taking a census of the Jewish people, we're talking about how they're camped around the Mishkan. Like, what's going on in Parshas Bamidbar? So tzaddikim harp on a beautiful, beautiful medrash that focuses on what seems to be a little bit of a detail. But the Medrash goes off on the fact that in this week's Parsha, we have Degalim. We have flags in this week's Parsha. Where do we have flags in this week's Parsha? When we look at every Shevet had its own unique flag. And then every Shevet was in a group of three Shvatim where it was encamped around the Mishkan. And there was another flag for that specific group, for that pluga, if you will. So therefore we see that there's this idea of degalim. Now, what does that mean to us? What do the degalim have to do for the Jewish people for all time? There are other things that happen in the desert that there are many deep Torahs, what it means for us for all time. For example, the chatzotzros. There were the special trumpets to tell the Jewish people to travel, to tell them to not travel. And there are many Torahs, we'll get to it later in Sefer Bamidbar, about the heilige chatzotzros, about those heilige trumpets, and what it means in terms of calling to us, what it means in terms of traveling, what it means in terms of gathering. But what's the lessons of the degalim? What's the lesson of the flags? And I want to quote to you a medrash. A medrash in this week's parsha on the greatness of the degalim. And this will just make you scratch your head and be like, what is this talking about? What does this mean? So listen to what it teaches us about the degalim. That there was a great love, chiba gedola, chiba vanakarish baruch hu shasam degalim, kemalachi asharis, kidei shiu nikarin. That the degalim, the fact that Hashem told the Klal Yisrael to make flags for each shevet and each group together, was just an expression of the great love that Hashem had for the Jewish people, just like the malachim, just like the malachim that serve Hashem. And where do we know that this is a sign of Hashem's love and affection for us? Because Shlomo HaMelech says in the second parak of Shir HaShirim, Pasuk Dalet, Heviyani El Beis Hayayin V'diglo Alai Ahava, that he brought me to the Beis Hayayin, to the wine storage area, V'diglo Alai Ahava, and his banner was over me like love, or his banner spread over me was a sign of love. Vidiglo, his banner, his degel, his flag. What does this mean? So this is what the Medrash says. Bishash Nigla Kadosh Baruch Al Har Sinai Yardu Imo Chaf Beis Revavo Shal Malachim Vayukulam Asuyim Degalim Degalim Shenemar Dagol Nervava. That when Hashem came down on Har Sinai, he was accompanied by 22,000 Malachi Ashares. And according to one Gerset, it's 220,000 Malachi Ashares. And they all were coming down with flags. They all came down with flags. This is connected, by the way, to the minig of the flags on Simchas Torah. We're not going to go into that right now. But you'll think about this connection. Again, every minig has deep, deep Torahs to it. Right? And Kivan Sharon, Rasan Yisrael, Sheim Asuim Degolim Degolim, Hischilu Misavim LeDegolim. When the Klal Yisrael saw these malachim coming down with all of these flags, they had a great desire. They're like, we want those flags. Oh, man. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manis Navisim Lasas Degolim Chayechem Shani Mimal Mishaloseichem. And they said, Hashem, please, we want flags. And Hashem said, I'll give you flags. And this week's parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Moshe, Lech Asei Osam Degolim Kim Moshe Nisavu. Go, Moshe, tell them to make flags like they wanted. Shkoyach, like, what's going on? What does this mean? That the Degolim, that the Malachim came down on Har Sinai, and the Malachim had the Degolim, and the Jews saw the flags, and the Jews desired the flags. So to come to a real meaning of what this is, of what's going on with the Degolim, so this, the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, what is a Degel? What is a flag? What does a flag really symbolize? And the Slonimer says, he says that when you have a flag, first of all, on one level, there's a flag of a country, right? And you fly your flag, it shows that you are connected to this country, right? This is your country, you identify with the country. That's one level of flag. But when you get deeper, then there's a flag not only for a country, there are flags for the states in the country. You know, New Jersey has a state flag, New York has a state flag. Wherever you are, they have state flags. Right? And you know, our town in Springfield, New Jersey has a flag. I don't know if it's an official town flag, but they have a flag that hangs in front of town hall, right? But you know where else you see flags? Well, you see flags also when you go to Eretz Yisrael. In the army, every branch of the army has a flag. Every pluga in that branch of the army has their specific flag. They have their specific insignia. And the Slonimer and others point out, so what does that mean? It means that this is the concept of the Degolim by the Malachim. That when the Malachim had those Degolim, when each Malach came carrying a flag, you know what that flag was? V'diglo alai ava? It showed that I am important, that I have a role, that the Eibishter cherishes me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me on a specific tafkid, I have a specific purpose. And that's when Klal Yisrael saw these degalim, so many degalim, they had great yearning. They said, halavai, we could have degalim like this. What does that mean? It's one of the deepest, deepest yearnings of every person, right? And we've quoted this before from Viktor Frankl, but we're not going to get into the psychology of it. There are others listening that could teach Darshan on the psychology much better than I can, Dr. Jeff, right? But one of the deepest yearnings of a person is Rabbi Nachman says, Heichan ani ba'olam, where am I in the world? Right? Rabbi Nachman talks about this after the sin of Adam. Where am I? What am I doing? Right? We want to feel grounded. We want to feel that we have a place. You know, not only like cheers, you want to go where everybody knows your name, but you want to feel that you understand what your role is in this world. What am I supposed to be doing? One of the greatest kochos of the Yetzer Hara is to make you feel that you're meaningless. chas v'shalom, to make a person feel like you don't matter to anyone, that you have no role, that you don't make a difference. And that's one of the Sanhamer says that that's one of the worst, harshest yetzaharas that we spoke about last night. The yetzar hara is the yetzar liros es hara, to see the bad. Is there anything worse that a person feels that they have no place? A person feels that they have no purpose, they don't mean anything to anybody? And that's what the yetzar tries to tell us. That's what the yetzar hara tries to put in our head. Who do you think you are? What do you think you... Who do you matter to? That's mamish, that's kfira. That's kfira, denying not God. That's denying yourself. That's denying your godless. And when Klal Yisrael saw those degalim, when they saw those flags of the malachim, they had such a yearning to say, Hashem, we want the flags. We want to know. We want to be able to look up and say, that's who I am. That's my role. That's what I'm supposed to do in the world. And that's what they were jealous of, the malachim. They had such a yearning at that moment. And think about where they were coming from. They were coming from Egypt. They were avadim. They meant nothing. Their lives meant nothing. Right? Who were they? Their time wasn't their time. They didn't have names. Right? And comes Kabbalah Satorah. And comes at Bamidbar, which is Achana for Kabbalah Satorah, the Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I want you to count them. The pasuk is b'mispar shemos. The count is according to their names. And you know, it's something we say in davening every day in Psukei Dezimra, for those that say Psukei Dezimra. And now that you're not in shul, you have more time to say Psukei Dezimra, right? So it's Kuf Mem Zayin of Tehillim, one of the last prakim, the second of the halukas that we say every day. Monem mispar lakochavim lukulam shemos yikra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars and he calls each one by their name. Every star has a name. You step outside, you look up at the stars in the sky. You say, whoa, those stars, what do they mean? And again, they mean something. I'll be Kabbalah. There's tremendous depth to the stars. But you look at the stars and there are thousands, millions, who knows how many stars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the name of every star. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that every star has a name. What does it mean, every star has a name? It means every star Hashem calls by name because every star has a purpose. And what David HaMelech is telling us by telling us that Hashem calls out to every star, that every star has a name, that every star has a yud and a tafkid, has a purpose, has a role that they have to fulfill. And he says, Kal v'chomer ben b'noshel kal v'chomer. How much more so do we have to recognize that each and every one of us has a role that we have to play? Every shevet had a flag. Every pluga had a flag. Every home has to understand that they have their mission, they have their own flag. And that's why the flag of Levi wasn't the flag of Yehuda, the flag of Zevulun wasn't the flag of Asher. Every Shevet had a different flag, and then it breaks down, L'mishpachosam, L'beis Avosam. Every mishpacha has their own name, has their own role, has their own tafkid. And this is what we have to recognize, that we're going into Shavuos. This is one of the most important things as we're going into Shavuos for us to recognize before Kabbalah Satorah, Ishal Machaneu v'Ishal Diglo, we have to recognize that there's a special part of Torah for us. V'sein chelkenu b'sarasecha. We say it every davening. Mamish, every davening. Look in a sitter. You'll figure out where we say it in every davening. Not just on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Every davening, we say in Chalkeinu B'sarasecha. We ask Hashem to give us our portion in Torah. You know what that means? As the Kedushas Levi, the Heiliger Berditchever, and so many other tzaddikim say that Yisrael stands for Yesh Yishim Ribu Osis LaTorah, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. We know it's not true. There are only 304,000, but every Aleph is really three letters. There's a Vav and two Yuds, and every Kuf is two letters. And right, every letter is broken up into multiple letters. That's how you get to... Yes, hi Meira, my daughter Meira is here playing with my screen. You don't see her because she's standing right outside. Okay, but every Jew, every Jew is Yeshishim Riba Osios LaTorah, that every Jew has their letter in the Torah, that every Jew has their role, every Jew has her and his place, and that means every Jew has her and his own personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can you imagine any parsha that's more important to learn before we come to Kabbalah Satorah? You have to understand how chashuv this is. You have to understand how chashuv you are. It's not only that every shevet, and this is why, I once had a Rebbe who often pointed this out to us Bachrim in high school. You know, don't measure yourself by anyone else. Measure yourself by yourself. It's a famous story, one of the most famous Hasidic stories of all time. Zusha, you know, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the brother, the Rebbe Reb Meilich, he often said when he gets to Shemayim, he's not going to be afraid they're going to say, Zusha, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? He's afraid they're going to say, Zusha, why weren't you Zusha? Right? And that's what we have to do. And that's what Parshas Bamidbar is teaching us. The message of the Golem. That's what Klal Yisrael was nesave. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Klal Yisrael was desiring. When they saw those malachim, they saw 20, according to one shot, 220,000 malachim, each one with a flag. They said, wow. They looked up and they said, what's my flag? Halavai, I should know my purpose. Halavai, I should feel a tafkid, a role, that there's a role uniquely for me. All these malachim have their own roles. What's my role? And that's when they cried out, Hashem, said Hashem, diglo alayava. You know, havyani hamelech adarav. When we talk about the king bringing us to the Beis Hayayin, Chazal tell us that that's talking about Har Sinai. Right? Because Torah is what is the sod. Torah is related to Yayin. V'diglo alayava. That's when the Degel of Hashem was stretched over all of us with great, great love. And this is so important when we're going into Kabbalah Satorah. You have to know that you have your own chelek. You have your part in Torah. And it doesn't mean you have to find your chiddush in Torah. You have to find that part of Torah that speaks to you. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, who we're really learning a lot about this time of this tkuf of Sviras HaOmer. So he once said to me, when I was talking to him about Talmidim in Yeshiva and as a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, and I said, you know, some Talmidim, they're not getting geschmack out of Gemara. He says, every Talmud has to find his place in Torah. Everyone has a place in Torah. Because you don't know what it is. You don't enjoy this. So find your place in Torah. And I would urge my Talmidim to go, to look, to explore. Torah is the Yam, is a tremendous, tremendous sea. There's so much beautiful, beautiful places in the Torah that you don't know. So one thing isn't speaking to you, but something else. And that's what we have to recognize. V'diglo alai ava, v'degel, what's your degel? What's your flag? What's going to be on your flag in terms of the love of Hashem being felt? And the Slonim Radafka points out that the day that we really find this concept of connecting to your flag is on Shabbos. Because it's in the first Zemer that we sing in our home on Friday night. We're not so Kabbalistic. We don't do all the Kabbalah things. But in the first Zemer of Kol Mekadei Shvi'i, so we know that in Kol Mekadei Shvi'i, Kol Mekadei Shvi'i, right? And then we say, Ish al machanehu, v'yish al diglo. Right? Everyone in his camp, but also everyone by their flag. What does that mean, Ish al diglo? It means you have a flag. And the mezamer, the Paitan, the one that wrote that zemer, is telling you that on Shabbos, make sure you know where your camp is. Make sure you know what your flag is. And the Shabbos before Kabbalah HaTorah, this Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar, this is mamish exactly what this Parsha is all about. This Parsha is b'mispar shemos, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars by name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the name of every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. You know, as a teacher, I apologize to my students who might be here. You know, I have this thing that I call my students by their last name, because one time I had like 6 shiras in one class, mamish. I think there were like 4 shiras in one class. So I tell everyone, I call them by their last name. So, you know, they get sometimes, some years, they get very insulted if I don't know their first names. If I don't know their first names, they get very, very insulted. You know, because your name is something to you. Your name is, so I tell them, I know your last name. So now I've learned, and I tell them the first day when I'm saying the last names, again, guys don't care so much about this, but girls sometimes do. I say, if you want me to know your first name, let me know, and I'll make it a point to learn your first name. So, right, some of my former Talmidos on this can attest to that. I hope you remember that. But I say, if you want, I will learn your first name. I will be Machman, I'll learn your first name. Because our name matters to us, right? our name's right. If a person passes out, like the first thing to see if a person is cognizant, what's your name? What's your name, right? What's your name? They want to know what your name is, because so often they identify with the name. You know, just because there is a Kabbalah from a great tzaddik that if something comes to your mind in the middle of giving a shiur or talking, you're supposed to say it. So there's a story about your name that I think I'm going to mess up which tzaddik it was. I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he had a stroke toward the ends of his life, and they gave him a pen when he started working on getting certain skills back. And almost everyone, when you give a person a pen and you ask them to write something, what do they write? Most people just write, most people just write their name. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, that God is always in front of me. Just a story about our name, right? Our name is good, and we have to know our name, but we have to know that Hashem knows our name, that Hashem knows our name, and we're important to Hashem. And this is what we have to be meichen for, and you should know, Chevre, it's such an important idea to know what Shavuos really is. You know, one of the early tzaddikim in the Blujever dynasty, the Tzvila Tzaddik, one time he went to a doctor, right around this time of year, he went to a doctor, and he was a little bit of an older man, and the doctor was listening, and the doctor was getting a little concerned with the stethoscope, and he said, "Doctor, what's wrong?" And he said, "Rabbi, I'm a little bit concerned that your heart is racing pretty quickly. I'm a little concerned." And the doctor was Jewish, not observant. And he said, "Doctor, that's okay. You don't understand. You see, there's a day coming up, Shavuos, soon. And I'm just very, very excited and nervous for it. That's why my heart is beating so fast." Right? We're like a week, not even a week and a half away. Well, about a week and a half away from Shavuos. Manomira, don't touch the screen, okay? It's okay. We're about a week and a half away from Zman Matan Torasenu. Tzaddikim say, do you notice it's called Zman Matan Torasenu? You know why it's called Zman Matan Torasenu? The time when Hashem is giving the Torah, because every year again, Hashem comes down and says, "Do you really want my Torah?" And it's up to us through our preparation that we're going through now, because obviously Hashem said, "You want my Torah?" Like, "Yes, I want your Torah." Hashem's going to look inside of us. Hashem's going to look deep inside of us and say, "Does this person want my Torah?" And that's what we're doing. And tzaddikim point out there is no other time of the year that we have the hachana that we have for Shavuos. Yeah, Yom Nerom, we have El, but that's not in the Torah that you prepare that way. Okay, maybe from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that's 10 days. But Mamish, the Torah tells us from Pesach until Shavuos, there are 49 days of Hachana, 49 days linking these two times, Bein Pesach La'atzeres. And this is really the whole reason why we were taken out of Egypt, to be able to be Mekabel Torah Akdosha. So, Chevre, this is what we have to get ourselves ready for. And this, and how beautiful it is that the last Shabbos before Shavuos, almost all the time, the last Hachana, Chazal set it up for us, that Bamidbar is right before Shavuos, the last Hachana is Diglo Alai Ava. That Hashem saying, "I know who you are. I know you, I know your name, and I love you." And I'll tell you, I'll end with this story. It was a wild story. It's a story that happened Purim night in Gush. My first year in Gush, Purim night. So the dancing, like in every yeshiva, dancing was so geshmak. It was Altaras HaKodesh. It was really beautiful. And, before I had to leave to take care of one of my drunk roommates and make sure he didn't, choke on his vomit that night, we were in the Chadar Ochel dancing. And one guy got drunk, and he went up to Rav Lichtenstein, and he said, "You don't know who I am, you don't know my name, you don't know anything about me, you don't care about me, it's such a disgrace that you're the Rosh Hashiva." And everyone wanted to kill the guy. But before they pulled him away, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told him by his name, let's say his name was the most generic Jewish name out there, whatever it is, Simcha Zissel. He says, "Simcha Zissel, you grew up in Renana, you went to this high school, you were in this branch of the army. You're in this year now. Your father's name is so-and-so. Your mother's name is so-and-so. You have this many siblings. And the guy was like, the guy, even in his drunken stupor, he was just like, his face dropped. He's just like, it was like the ultimate boom across the face, you know? And sometimes we feel like this guy felt disconnected from Rav Aaron, and he just let it out in a very real but not so respectful way. But Rav Aaron understood where it was coming from. But the shock when Rav Aaron knew his, not only knew his name, knew mamish everything about the guy. And the guy realized then, aside from being horribly embarrassed that he spoke that way to Rav Aaron, thank God, but he realized, wow, the Roshiva knows who I am. The Roshiva cares about me. And Rav Aaron had a deep love for his Talmidim. It's like an unbelievable thing. And we know the Rambam talks about Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem can be seen through, you know, our relationship to our tzaddikim and our rabbeim. I often say about Rav Aaron that on the one hand, like, how can you have Ava and Yira? Whenever I saw Rav Aaron, I wanted to hug him and kiss him, mamish, but yet at the same time, I had such a fear when I was walking to his makom in the Beis Medrash to ask a shayla, I would often shake, mamish. You know, I had the same thing with a lot of my rabbeim, just an intense love. Only one time, Purim night, when I got drunk in YU, so I went up to one of my rabbeim, Rav Rosenzweig. Thank God, I just kept telling him, Rebbe, I love you, I love you. And he's like, I love you too, Chaim. I'm like, no, Rebbe, I really love you. He's like, I love you too, Chaim. And then like 2 days later in Shir, he walked in and he just said, oh, Chaim, feeling better? I'm like, ah. But what you have to know is that Hashem loves you. Diglo alai ava. That's why Bamidbar is the hachana. The hachana for Shavuos. V'diglo alai ava. Because every one of us has a tafkid. Every one of us has a purpose. Every one of us has a role. Every one of us is important to the Ribono Shel Olam, is important to Klal Yisrael. And that's what we have to feel. And when a Jew can feel this, when you can feel your importance, that's when you're ready to be mekabel Torah ba'ahava. Ubishlemus. That's when you're ready to accept Torah with love and completely. And Hashem should bless us all that we ask Him to open up our hearts to His Torah. Hashem should open up our hearts that we can feel His great love for us. We can feel really how important we are and how chashuv we are. And Be'ezus Hashem, with Hashem's help, will be zocha to be Olal Yerushalayim together in this Heilige Yontif next week. Have a good night, everyone, and a good Shabbos.